Part 3.
Listen to the person talking and complete the information on the notepad. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words. You will hear the person twice. At the end, you will have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. You have 1 minute to look at the notepad. The first one is an example.
Good morning, students of Brookfield School. It is Field Athletics Day today. I know many of you have been looking forward to this for a long time, so I'll make this as short as possible so we can begin. First, I just want to mention the history of athletics. The original and only event at the first Olympics in 776 BC was a stadium-length foot race on a track. You could call this the first athletics event. In the classical era, the Pan-Hellenic Games were held at several locations every few years. Athletics was included in the first modern Olympic Games in 1896 and has formed their backbone ever since. Women were first allowed to participate in track and field events in the 1928 Olympics. All right, we will begin at 8 a.m. when there will be a chance for everyone to warm up on the main field. Warm-up activities are a crucial part of any sports day training, so I want to go over some warm-up techniques now, just to be sure everyone remembers them. Warm-up can be broken into 3 parts: the general warm-up, static stretching, and a dynamic stretching. The general warm-up should consist of about 20 minutes of a light physical activity, like walking, jogging, skipping, or easy aerobics, anything to increase your heart rate. Static stretching is next and should aim to stretch all muscle groups, being sure to stretch the opposing muscle groups too. Static stretching should last for about 10 minutes. We'll skip dynamic stretching since I know most of you aren't familiar with it and it can be dangerous if done incorrectly. After warming up, around 8:30, everyone must choose the sports events they want to take part in. You all must choose at least one of the offered events, including the long jump, high jump, 100 and 800 metre races and relay races. If you're really keen, you should have time to participate in training for all the events, though you must choose no more than 3 to compete in. At 9 a.m, we will begin the training for the competition. On field A will be the high jump and the long jump. On track A, we will have the 100 and 800 metre races. On track B, we will have the relay races. We will rotate events throughout the day. The competition will take place from approximately 12 to 1 p.m. After the competition, you're free to go to the refreshment tables, relax, and talk amongst yourselves. At 2 p.m, we will hold the award ceremony on the main field. That's it, everyone. Let's go and have a great day and good luck. Good morning, students of Brookfield School. It is Field Athletics Day today. I know many of you have been looking forward to this for a long time, so I'll make this as short as possible so we can begin. First, I just want to mention the history of athletics. The original and only event at the first Olympics in 776 BC was a stadium-length foot race on a track. You could call this the first athletics event. In the classical era, the Pan-Hellenic Games were held at several locations every few years. Athletics was included in the first modern Olympic Games in 1896 and has formed their backbone ever since. Women were first allowed to participate in track and field events in the 1928 Olympics. All right, we will begin at 8 a.m, when there will be a chance for everyone to warm up on the main field. Warm-up activities are a crucial part of any sports day training, so I want to go over some warm-up techniques now, just to be sure everyone remembers them. Warm-up can be broken into three parts: the general warm-up, static stretching, and a dynamic stretching. The general warm-up should consist of about 20 minutes of a light physical activity, like walking, jogging, skipping, or easy aerobics, anything to increase your heart rate. Static stretching is next and should aim to stretch all muscle groups, being sure to stretch the opposing muscle groups too. Static stretching should last for about 10 minutes. We'll skip dynamic stretching since I know most of you aren't familiar with it, and it can be dangerous if done incorrectly. After warming up, around 8:30, everyone must choose the sports events they want to take part in. You all must choose at least one of the offered events, including the long jump, high jump, 100 and 800 metre races and relay races. If you're really keen, you should have time to participate in training for all the events, though you must choose no more than three to compete in. At 9 a.m, we will begin the training for the competition. On field A will be the high jump and the long jump. On track A, we will have the 100 and 800 metre races. On track B, we will have the relay races. We will rotate events throughout the day. The competition will take place from approximately 12 to 1 p.m. After the competition, you're free to go to the refreshment tables, relax, and talk amongst yourselves. At 2 p.m, we will hold the award ceremony on the main field. That's it, everyone. Let's go and have a great day and good luck.
You will now have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.